Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It's August 22nd. Joining us from the Red Cloud Securities Research Team is David Talbot, Managing Director and Head of Equity Research. He's digging into news from EV and lithium companies, including two hard rock lithium companies that Red Cloud recently launched coverage on. David, over to you.
Hello, and thank you for the warm welcome. Welcome to episode 17 of Red Cloud Securities Research Roundup podcast, part of an ongoing series of discussions with the Red Cloud Research Team. I'm David Talbot, Managing Director and Head of Research. It's just me today, and I want to speak a little bit about EVs, lithium, and then speak to you about two hard rock lithium companies on which Red Cloud recently launched coverage, Sigma Lithium Resources and Patriot Battery Metals. Lithium demand continues to be driven by rising EV sales. EV sales are expected to surpass last year's levels despite supply chain disruptions. There were about 6.4 million EVs and hybrids sold last year, and that will be surpassed this year with 3.5 million already sold in the first half of this year. The International Energy Agency, or IEA, notes that battery demand from cars was about 0.4 terawatt hours per year last year, and this is expected to increase to 1 million by 2025 and 2.2 million by 2030. Lithium demand is driving lithium prices. According to Benchmark Mineral Intelligence, global average market lithium prices are currently $59,000 US per ton for lithium carbonate and $65,000 a ton for lithium hydroxide. Prices out of China are closer to $70,000 a ton. Now, spodumene concentrate prices are about $4,700 per ton for 6% lithium oxide. Now, concentrate's the product that Sigma Lithium and I expect Patriot Battery Metals will be selling, and I'll get to the companies in a little bit. Hard rock deposits may supply a wider variety of lithium products. This includes lithium hydroxide or lithium carbonate and mineral concentrates, such as a spodumene concentrate. The concentrates are used in the glass and ceramics industry where low iron matters, with greases and casting flux, and about 70% of lithium is now being used in batteries, and that portion continues to rise. A tenfold growth in the mineral supply chain is needed by 2030, according to the IEA, and this includes 50 more lithium mines, 60 more nickel mines, and 17 more cobalt mines by 2030, just to meet global net carbon emission goals. Meanwhile, building mines doesn't happen overnight. It takes much longer to explore, develop, and construct a lithium mine than it does to build a car or a battery plant. Now, so expect further lithium shortages. We focus today on two hard rock lithium companies that should help fill this supply gap. Sigma Lithium Resources is a near-term producer, and Patriot Battery Metals is an early-stage explorer that suddenly finds itself with one of the largest lithium hard rock discoveries ever. The stock has run, almost doubled this month and up tenfold year over year, but I believe there's plenty more share price appreciation potential. Let's start with Sigma Lithium Resources, or SGML, on the TSX Venture. We initiated coverage of Sigma Lithium Resources last week with a buy rating and $37.25 per share target price, and that's a 35% lift to our target. The market cap of this company is 2.2 billion Canadian. Now, Sigma Lithium owns 100% of the Garota do Cirilo lithium hard rock project in Brazil. And this is a construction phase project, you know, with large-scale battery-grade lithium concentrate commissioning due later this year and production in early 2023. Now, lithium resources total 85.7 million tons of spodumene ore from 5 of 9 known deposits. A pre-feasibility study covers phases 1 and 2 that has about 33.6 million tons of ore reserves, and expected production of 531,000 tons of spodumene concentrate, for a total lithium carbonate capacity of about 72,000 tons of LCE. And that makes this one of the world's largest mines, lithium mines, but recall here the goal is to lower risk and produce only a spodumene concentrate, not lithium carbonate, so that's important. These first two phases are in our 8% DCF model. A phase 3 PEA will likely incorporate another 3 deposits. This should further increase production or extend mine life. We expect exceptionally low costs. $360 a ton CIF China ranks this project second lowest in the cost in the world after Greenbushes. And these low costs are due to top quality lithium. It has amongst the highest lithium oxide grades globally, phases 1 and 2 grade 1.56 and 1.43% respectively, and that ranks 3rd and 6th globally. Iron content is low at 0.5%, and that's 2nd best globally. Mica content of 3.1% also ranks 2nd globally. So these attributes really allow simple processing by only dense media separation, no flotation required. That means savings on CapEx and OpEx. The combined Phase 1, Phase 2 PFS provides robust economics. It has an after-tax NPV of 5.1 billion US, after-tax IRR of almost 600%, and the payback period is 3 months. A lithium concentrate price of about $22.50 per ton was used for the study, but currently prices are well over $4,000 a ton, and we are using prices of about $1,700 a ton, so there's even more upside to our valuation. Near-term production is on track and fully funded. Phase 1 construction is about 32% complete, and the remaining $111 million initial CapEx is covered by existing cash and credit. Phase 2 CapEx of $76 million should be fully funded by cash flow as well. Now, the company does have a commercial offtake with LG Energy, thus Sigma is aligned directly with the end user. Management is also taking an ESG-sensitive approach. Co-chair Anna Cabral-Gardner is the thought leader in this aspect. She's presented to COP26 in Glasgow and other UN events. Sigma is targeting sustainable lithium production with a goal of net zero carbon by 2024. It plans to dry stack 100% of its tails, and it has completed social programs covering worker skills, hunger, COVID prevention, and childcare. So we've launched on Sigma Lithium with a buy rating and $37.25 target price. Upcoming catalysts, mostly in this quarter, should keep investors interested. Phase 3 drill results, Phase 3 PEA for upside, Phase 2 feasibility study for added confidence, and Phase 1 commissioning in December with commercial production expected in Q1 23. The second story for today isn't quite as advanced. It is an exploration story. Potential here is already so significant that we believe management is already considering how to develop this recent discovery into a lithium mine. Last week, we launched coverage on Patriot Battery Metals with a buy rating and $7 per share target price. This is a 65% lift to target, and the market cap is $415 million. Patriot is a hard rock lithium explorer. It's advancing its 100% owned flagship Corvette property in the James Bay region of Quebec. Corvette is prospective for gold, silver, and copper, but we believe the real prize here is the lithium. It is located near other large lithium deposits, including Wabuchi, Rose, and James Bay. Now, only 5 of 13 pegmatites have been drilled, and only 20 of 50 kilometers of prospective lithium trend has been minimally tested, so we see lots of upside here. It has been a very active year for Patriot, and this has become one of my favorite stocks. The stock is up 90% over the past month and up tenfold year over year. But I don't believe investors have missed the boat. I believe there is more upside potential here, and we could hear further metallurgical and development plans that would de-risk the project. Now, to date, drill results have hit high lithium grades and wide intercepts on just 5 of those 13 pegmatites. Lithium-bearing spodumene is present, and that's the dominant mineral. There's a 15,000-meter drill program underway, and pegmatites are currently being combined, discovered, and expanded. Thicknesses are increasing at depth, grades appear to be increasing eastward, and successful field mapping is making additional discoveries. We believe Patriot may be on its way to delineating the largest hard rock lithium deposit in Canada, and one of the largest in the world. Grades are good, averaging a little over 1% lithium oxide. Drilling highlights include 1.2% lithium oxide and 138 ppm tantalum oxide over 152.8 meters in hole 30. Now, there's a higher grade zone of lithium, 1.5% lithium over 66 meters. This is one of the highest lithium grade thicknesses drilled globally and should help make a suitable concentrate. Tantalum might also help provide byproduct credits and lower costs. We already have a mineral inventory estimate. We estimate Corvette could host about 160 million tons of 1.05% lithium oxide for 4.2 million tons of LCE. Now, this is larger than found anywhere in Canada at this time. Just for some perspective on 160 million tons, the Sayona Quebec project is 120 million tons. Wabuchi had a reserves of 27 million tons. Frontier's PAC deposit is at 9.3 million, and its Spark deposit is at 32.5 million tons. Alcom's James Bay project is 40.3 million tons. Critical Elements Rose project is 31.5 million tons, and RockTech's Georgia Lake is 13.3 million tons. So while our estimate certainly isn't NI 43-101 compliant, we see the building blocks of a very large deposit there. We estimate the CV56 pegmatite already measures 2,100 meters strike by 125 meters width by 225 meters depth from surface, and it's drill limited, open in all directions. While still exploration stage, development is already being considered by management. Plans are to go the lower risk route of creating a saleable 6% lithium oxide spodumene concentrate rather than building a full lithium carbonate or lithium hydroxide processing plant. Initial metwork suggests DMS without flotation might be possible, given that it has low impurities, including iron and mica. Patriot does have an experienced management and technical team. President and CEO Blair Way has 30 years' experience in resources and construction. And VPX Darren Smith was part of the team that discovered Ashram Rare Earth Deposit, one of the largest deposits in the world. So we recently launched on Patriot Battery Metals with a buy rating and $7 share price target. Our target's based on our probability-weighted mineral inventory for Corvette, but we believe that ongoing positive drill results, expansion of the main CV5 pegmatite, and new discoveries will be the key factor for share price appreciation here. Expect lots of news. A 15,000-meter drill program at Corvette is ongoing, and I wouldn't be surprised if that drill program has expanded. And it could even lead to a resource estimate as early as next year. Surface mapping, prospecting, and sampling will continue till the snow flies, and that program recently discovered a cluster of lithium-bearing pegmatites on this underexplored property. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are more clusters to be found. Let us leave it at that for today. Once again, for your Red Cloud Research Roundup, I'm David Talbot.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup. We hope you enjoyed the dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, head over to redcloudsecurities.com for full disclosures and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.